This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour with a weather report from the International Monetary Fund. The spring meetings of the World Bank and IMF are underway, and the fund's managing director, Christine Lagarde, said today that a spring wind is blowing in a recovery for the world economy. But Lagarde also said there are still dark clouds looming, a reference to the continued threats posed by Europe's sovereign debt crisis. Making sure the IMF has the resources to manage that threat is the top priority of this week's meeting. But NPR's John Itzi reports the U.S. is keeping its wallet closed.
The IMF hopes to double its crisis fund by adding $400 billion pledged from its member states. That could help convince investors there won't be any more defaults in Europe. It could also be used to help innocent bystanders. For instance, countries in Eastern Europe whose economies have been hurt by the crisis in the eurozone. In her press conference today in advance of this weekend's meetings, Lagarde acknowledged the progress Europe has made in gathering the financial resources to manage its debt problem. But she said the IMF needs to participate in the effort as well.
By building additional firepower to contribute to this global firewall that we have been advocating very strongly in the last few months. And that is the reason why, as part of the outcome of this meeting, we expect our firepower to be significantly increased.
In fact, so far, $320 billion of the hoped-for $400 billion has been pledged, all of it from European countries and Japan. Notable among the countries not participating is the United States, the IMF's leading member. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner justified the U.S. position during an appearance yesterday at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
What we did not want to see is people look to the IMF as a way to substitute for a more forceful European response. You know, Europe is a relatively rich continent. It absolutely has the financial resources to manage this problem. It's got to play the dominant financial role.
What Geithner didn't say, but what many observers have suggested, is that the Obama administration doesn't want to ask Congress to approve tens of billions in additional dollars for the IMF during a presidential campaign. In fact, there's already a move in the House of Representatives to rescind a $100 billion emergency credit line the U.S. gave the IMF back in 2009 when the financial crisis was exploding. Only about $6 billion of the line of credit has actually been tapped by the IMF. Today, the IMF's Lagarde tried to reassure members of Congress by explaining that loans to the IMF are a safe bet.
It's money that is well managed. No country has ever lost money on the IMF.
In his comments yesterday, Secretary Geithner also argued the U.S. has done its part to help Europe.
It's a mistake to look at this and suggest that the United States is holding back from and standing apart from this broad effort.
Geithner said the most important U.S. help has come in the form of Federal Reserve swap lines. They give Europe's central banks unlimited access to dollars in exchange for their currencies. That's helped avert a crisis among European banks who need dollars to meet many of their obligations. Even without U.S. participation in the emergency fund, Managing Director Lagarde expressed confidence the full $400 billion goal would be pledged by the end of these meetings. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.